A dragon, a dragon. I swear I saw a dragon. Nobody knows that song, but I don't care because this is The Dragon, episode 19 of Arrow. We've got flashbacks of the big bad. We got Black Siren who's sick to her stomach because bloody stuff is happening. And we've got Oliver almost getting blown up. So get ready.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Magic dragon
live by the sea and frolic in the
oh, thank you for the lights.
Oh, Galilee.
This song is like not about like the true. Episode at all.
It's not about episode.
It's about the dragon.
And then for all of y'all listening out there, then I wanted to sing the dragon song from Pete's Dragon with Mickey Rooney. But they didn't know what that song was. So
all I heard was dragon. It's the dragon.
Yes, I saw a dragon. Peace Dragon with Mickey Rooney, not the new one, but the old one, is one of the best Disney movies ever. Okay. Anyway, tell us in the chat if you don't care. I'm going to chill. Okay, everybody. Welcome to AfterBuzz Show. This was a good episode. I like this episode. Let's talk about it. I'm Matt Maher. I'm going to be one of your hosts today. And with me on the other side of the table.
Hi, guys. Linda Antwi here, ready to talk about all things dragons.
Hi guys, Olivia Di Bartoli. I like that Felicity and Mr. Terrific were talking again. I'm excited to talk about that.
I'm excited about that too. So let's roll into this episode. Ladies, we finally got what we wanted.
We did.
We finally got what we wanted, and what we've been saying that we want is that we wanted to know who this dragon person is.
I feel like they watched our show and wrote accordingly.
Yeah.
Because all the questions we had last week... Yeah. Answer this week.
Because they shot it yesterday. So
they did.
Yeah, obviously.
For sure.
They made edits.
They did make edits.
They made the edits. They're like, you know what? Those three need answers.
We will give them to just those three people. Like,
you know, they're like, Matt needs to chill and Linda keeps it real. So we've got to do this, you guys. We've got to answer this for them. So, but before we get to all the dragon, because that really was kind of the whole episode. Was just
the entire episode.
Was just the dragon. And then there was a little bit of Oliver and Felicity. So, and since we do love our Felicity here at the Arrow panel at AfterBuzz TV, let's jump into that. As always, you guys, you ladies, you humans, I don't need to use gender, be sure to chat it up in the live chat. We love seeing that, and Olivia's going to be checking in on that
as we
go.
Speaking of, Silver Watchers, like, are they reading the chat? Yes, we are. Hello.
We are reading. So here's the deal. We're like deer in headlights. Or like me in West Hollywood at like a shirtless competition, like on Latin night. I'm just like this. Looking up at the TV. And so we want to be more engaged with you. So Olivia's going to be our chat person. She's our chat.
The resident chatter.
Chat principal. I don't know why I said principal. So anyway.
Principals are in charge.
Yeah. So chat. She's in charge.
I am in charge.
So chat away. So let's talk about Olissa T.
Let's talk about it. Well, it wasn't even an Olissa T episode at all.
No.
But I liked that we saw a little bit of them. I like that she, you know, I think the acting was really good. You can really tell that she was really concerned about Ollie. And, you know, I thought it was a little strange that she was away for so long and, like, away in her lair while he was, like, at home with Oliver. And then she, like, runs home and he's like, oh, what are you doing? It's like, you guys don't know what each other are doing all day.
I was like, you're married.
You're married.
Like, you live together. She can just text him.
Yeah, like, just text like, him. Or like, be home with him and your stepson. Like, what are you...
Because, girl...
What are you doing?
Because he going to cheat on you, and you're not going to know where he is at all.
Yeah.
I mean, she's the tech girl. She could just, like, track him.
Hasn't she, like, shot something in his neck or something when he was asleep to track him? That's
she
what I would do.
It.
That's not crazy at all.
That's not crazy at all. No. They're married.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want
at this point.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you. I mean, it was very... It was just, I almost feel like they didn't even need to have that.
Yeah, I agree.
And honestly, I kind of thought it would have made, I like this episode. It was okay. It was okay. I think it would have made it better. I almost kind of wish they just would have gone full on, let's make it all about the dragon.
Yeah.
Or let's just kind of almost make it like, they've done that a couple of times on Riverdale. Like, they just did the musical episode, which was fantastic. But they also did like a freaky episode where they kind of discarded the whole, this is the way we normally do the show, and we change it up. And I kind of almost wish they would have done that.
Yeah, dedicated it strictly to the dragon and his history and his background. And that's it.
But I don't know, because I to be honest, this episode was okay for me. I was it was kind of like a little bit of a snooze fest. I'm appreciating knowing about Diaz, but at the same time, I was just like, okay, I'm kind of over it. And that's why when I saw Felicity and Echo Column, Mr. Terrific, whatever.
Curtis.
Thank you. When I saw their scenes together, I was like, oh, this is a nice little break. And I'm happy that they were able to talk it out and become friends again.
No, I was too.
Are they friends now?
They're working together.
They're working together, but they're not actually healed. And
I feel like Felicity's not been communicating well with the people she should have. Her husband.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I know y'all are in this fight, but you and Curtis, like, y'all have a business together, you know? Well, my Aunt Peggy and my dad fought when they ran the milk company. They still had to go to work the next day and do it. I'm just saying.
I know. I feel like she should have told somebody about what was going on with her life, even if they weren't on great terms. If I'm not on great terms with my friends, I'm like, hey, this is what's happening in my life. This is all very stressful. Yeah. Come talk to me about it.
Anybody on Felicity or Felicity in the chat, Blob, are they all?
Blob989 says Felicity is turning into Oliver, which...
That doesn't make sense.
I guess they mean like she's like trying to be independent and doing it on her own, I guess.
Maybe
like a non-communicator.
Ivan says, Matt, you're so country, it's cool. So.
Oh, I love you, Ivan.
Hi, Ivan.
Yeah, and then Xavier Jones says, preach, Matt, it was an okay average episode, no need for other characters, which I can get down with, I guess. Even though I just love Felicity.
I just kind of almost wish they would have... They kind of did a little bit of the action scenes. Like, the action scenes were much bloodier and kind of gruesome. But it's TV, so... But I kind of almost wish they just would have done, like, something totally different. Like, film nerd, but, like, that shot it differently. Like, made it look different. Like, if you're going to do this, like, just do it. Commit. Yeah. So, we're already talking about Dragon because it's just part of it. We will get to that in just 1 second. But first, Linda.
Why does he set me up?
I don't mean to
start laughing.
I don't mean to make you laugh.
Maria, I promise I won't always be like this. Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, have we got the podcast for you? Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be a better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finance, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us from the Arrow After Show that sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Nailed it.
Really good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I enjoyed it.
I was choking back a laugh.
Well, you were very focused. You were very focused. All right. You know what? It's hot. I'm taking my sweater off. Let's talk about the dragon.
Should I do the same?
Do you want to?
Yes.
Yeah, I got nothing else to take off.
It just got warm. Yeah, Linda got to keep it on. It's a family show.
It's hot.
Family show. All right.
All right, let's do it.
You take off your clothes at home, though. Whatever you... I don't care. I don't know your life.
Yeah.
So, do you. Live your truth. So, speaking of living their truth, so...
Let's do it.
Dragon. I mean, first, we kind of mentioned this before, but... It was a little weak the way I'm like, okay, he's an orphan. I get it. Cue violins.
Yeah.
But I think also too, I still go back to, we only have three more episodes left of this. Like I, oh my gosh, Greg Berlanti, listen to this, what I'm going to say. What if they'd done, because it's all about power control and people treating him like crap. What if all this time Caden James have been treating him like a dog and a thug?
Yeah.
Because obviously they want us to think of him as a thug because...
They said it 9 million times.
Yeah.
Watch the episode and take a shot and you're going to be drunker than Cuda Brown by the end of this episode.
Seriously.
So, I don't know. That's kind of my initial reaction. It's like, I don't know. What do y'all think?
I feel like they... First of all, a lot of people in the chat are saying that this episode reminded them of John Wick, which was interesting because, like Linda and I were talking during the episode, it was a lot less like hand fighting and a lot of more like gun shooting and doing stuff like that. But they, aside from that, they were trying to, like, pull at our heartstrings and make us feel bad for Diaz and be like, oh, maybe he's not that bad of a guy. These are the reasons why he's doing this. But I don't know. I feel like it was not... It's too little too late, maybe? I mean, yeah. we wanted to hear about Diaz and know about his life, but now it's like, yeah, there's 3 episodes left. Like, why... I don't really care that much now. I don't know.
You know, all season I've been saying this, like, I just... don't buy him as the big bad. Like, I just is
it
don't.
Is it the actor? I mean, I feel like he's a good... But actor, I'm just being honest,
actor.
You know?
No,
like,
I feel like the actor is fine, but I feel... I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. It's more like... I guess they've just drilled in that he's a thug, he's a thug, he's a thug, that I don't look at a big bad as just being a thug.
Maybe
I
that's
feel
him.
Like it's like an intellectual battle as well as a physical battle.
Yeah. And we haven't seen his physicality, because the comics he's an amazing fighter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All we see is gun shooting. Like,
yeah,
even in the
they
could have
done some awesome fight scenes.
They could have done some amazing fight, even with the Laurel fight scene when she like... bursted in there. I thought, oh, see, this is what I want to see. She's taking all these guys on. But then
that was a great scene when she did it.
Yeah, but all he does is pull out his gun and, like, I don't know.
They could have shown something when he was a kid. Like,
something where
learning to be, like, to stand up. Yeah. Like, he beat up a bunch of bullies. Like, we see this. Hey, I know 3 people that would love to write for Arrow. I'm just saying.
For real.
For real.
And like, yeah, it was like one scene, but go ahead.
And then the other thing, I was like, this is all because you feel like you're a loser.
Yeah.
All of this.
Which makes him seem
pathetic.
It makes him seem
like a loser.
Yeah.
Like, you're really going to burn a guy to death?
Which I think that's supposed,
he bullied you?
And I think that's supposed to be, that's supposed to make us be like, oh my gosh, he has no heart.
Yeah.
But to me, I just think, no. Again, he's just sad.
Yeah. Someone in the chat, I don't know how to say your name, man. Kishorth? Says, do you guys think Laurel eyeing the little things Diaz did as a sign she'll turn against him down the line, especially after he burned Jesse alive in the end? I noticed that too.
Mm-hmm. I did too. And not just the Jesse in the end.
Yeah.
Any kind of bloody stuff when she was beating Eric, Cartier up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that too. So I felt like, I mean, because they're having sex, right?
I believe so.
They're supposed to be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's like a black dragon going on. Get it? It's their ship name. Get it?
Are you gonna say it? Someone in the chat, please say
I'm
it.
Not gonna.
Go tell him what
he's trying to do.
Just saying.
Anyway.
So yeah.
Blob also says, maybe that's why I like Diaz now. I don't know why she said that.
Oh, she likes Diaz now?
Really?
Huh. Nah, I can't find it. Whatever.
Go ahead.
So then the other thought I had was, so we were doing all this for Star City, right? And he's taken apart Star City until he owns it, so he says, right? And then you bring in, like, a fourth party. Now, all of a sudden, 3 episodes later, they're going to be the Quadrant and the Mob and this friggin' Cartier family. Like, what?
Yeah.
I just got to know who
Diaz
was this episode, and now you're adding all these extra people?
Yeah.
For what?
What if he was connected with, like, the League of Assassins trying to take down the city from all along?
Something we know.
Red Berlanti, call us!
No, but you're absolutely right. Like, someone we already know, but, like, this Quadrant, I mean, again, we have 3 or 4 episodes left of this season. I mean, maybe they're trying to do this thing where they build it now, and then next season it's going to be this big thing.
No, but then what were we doing all season long?
Yeah. I just don't see it. But, yeah, I mean, who are the Quadrant now? Like, I have so many more questions. I feel like they answered some questions, but they gave me, like, 38 more questions.
And we actually asked that question when we were introduced to the son, Cartier. We're like, who's this guy? We're all like, I don't know.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
I did enjoy, just as far as the, you know, what's the acting wise is that I do enjoy Katie Cassidy. And I thought her scenes, it almost reminded me of like Training Day or something, like Good Cop and Bad, really Bad Cop. Yeah. Of just kind of, they were just riding around and just kind of having these cool conversations, which was not, there was a lot of that, which I think made the episode slower, but I think maybe they were trying to be different because we normally don't get that in Arrow. You know what it's? It's like, this sounds like a Leslie Kahn class or something, and that's an inside acting joke, but or not joke, but a reference. But they needed to up the stakes.
Yeah.
Everything needs to be upped with this guy. Like, and not just him, but like, what's going on? Like, we saw the preview. Okay.
Yeah.
Oliver's going to fist fight him. Like, I hope.
Like, finally, also, like, finally they're going to fist fight.
Can we end it next week? Could that be it? And then the next two, we have, like, new stuff happening on Arrow.
Yeah. Blob says, Arrow writers trapped themselves by telling us last season we're going to find out about Vigilante. We wasted half a season on him. I liked Vigilante.
I did too.
I think Vigilante was better than Dragon.
Vigilante actually made Dinah work.
Yeah.
For once. Mm-hmm. And she didn't seem like this odd person out.
Yeah.
So, kind of wish they would have kept him around. Maybe he'll come back.
Do you guys watch Legends of Tomorrow? Because Ivan says this episode was like Legends of Tomorrow, Legion of Doom, back in season two. I guess I don't watch the show, but I guess
it was kind of like I used to watch. I kind of fast forward through Legends, but I just like get the hot. It's just so. I mean, I think I have ADD. Legends is like. It is just everywhere. It's like
so much. Dude,
and I am excited that they brought Kid Flash back on. And I love White Canary is Black Canary to me. Mm-hmm. So Katie Lotz is Black Canary.
Right.
To me. But, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's just there's so many shows. And because now I'm watching Black Lightning. I've got Supergirl, which I'm so glad Supergirl. I love Supergirl.
Supergirl's really good.
It's probably like, it's right up there with Arrow for me. So there's just a lot.
Black Magic loved your GDD.
By the way. Thank you. My boyfriend sometimes does not. He's like, focus. So, okay. So let's, and if you do like, by the way, if you like our gay-dee-dee, if you like us keeping it real, and if you like our love for Olicity, then please go on iTunes, go on Stitcher, Radio, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts, and give us five stars. Say, holla, what's up, Arrow team?
Holla.
We appreciate it very much. And also, too, you know, tell a friend, you know. We just appreciate that, you know. Yeah. Be like, hey, put it on your Facebook. Stop putting political stuff. People are tired of it. Post us.
Seriously, especially if they love Arrow.
No one cares. Post Arrow. They're going to like it better.
Yeah.
Or Arrow after show specifically.
Yeah, after show. Yeah, don't post Arrow. No, 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 no.
What? No. Arrow's great.
No, they do want to see that, but then we don't post us. making it about me. I'm being a jerk. So, let's talk a little bit about, because we kind of, how do we feel about the flashbacks of Dragon? Like, What did we like, and if you had written it, okay, here's a question too. If you had written it, what would you have done?
I would have done more.
So you liked nothing because you immediately went to what you would have done more.
No.
I was like, what do you like?
No. And you said,
Olivia's like, nothing.
No, I would have done more.
No, okay. No, you asked about flashbacks. So I would have done more of the flashback. Like, all we got was one little scene of him being in, you know, bullied by this guy. And, like, well, yeah, we kind of felt bad for him. But then I was like, oh, I forgot about that.
I thought it was going to be the Arrow was freaking built on. Flashbacks throughout the episode.
And it was just that one thing. And I was like, maybe if we were, like we talked about earlier, maybe if we would have seen him fighting or like, you know, building himself back up and like all this stuff, then I would have been more interested.
Yeah, I would have been more invested if in the flashbacks they showed us who or told us who the stupid picture that was burnt that correlated to burning the guy. Like, who's that guy?
His dad?
It's his dad.
But
and it's the only picture I have left, man. That's what he said.
Yeah. Of his dad?
Yeah.
Because
he's an orphan. Because orphans don't have pictures of their parents. I already got it. I watched Annie. I get it.
I mean, so
I loved Annie.
All of that. And then I would have loved to know, like, where, what city are you when you grew up in?
It said that.
I need to rewatch the episode, though.
Did it say Central City?
No. It was chat, help me out. But it did say what, where he was when it like said 32 years ago, and then it said the name of a town, but
I mean, not just like, oh, hey, this is where we are. Like, how did you get to where you are an orphan? What happened?
Yeah.
I guess that's what I would want more of. Because if you're going to give his backstory, give his backstory.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I almost wish the show would have started out like, him getting shot.
Yeah.
And, like, him falling on the ground and kind of feeling knocked out. And then we, like, like building up to that scene, and then we get a flashback of him, and it's like that's the way
how
they introduced
how he got strong.
Yeah, and because he literally says, "I get up. I always get up."
We didn't see you get
so
up.
So we. Yeah, we didn't see that as a kid. We just saw you
bullied
and then,
crying.
Because also, too, I mean, it would be kind of gruesome, but what if we had saw this little kid, like, put his hand that was burning and pick up this picture and then, like, go and kick butt? I would be like, this man is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's always, when you tell me about it, it's less exciting.
Yeah. The chat came through, Ivan. We were in Bloodhaven, apparently.
Yeah. Where Nightwing is.
Nightwing is. But yeah, I agree. And especially for Arrow, because Arrow is such...
Thanks, Ivan.
Thanks, Ivan. Always. Yeah.
Thank you, Ivan. We love you.
Arrow is such a... it used to be such a flashback-centered show. Mm-hmm. Remember, in the first few seasons, it was literally half the episode
half
would be
the
flashback.
And this was 5 minutes.
And when we need them now, it's like it was not even 5 minutes. So, what are you going to do?
Go with it. We're still going to love it because we love Arrow. But
It sounds like we're griping.
We're not.
This is like your mother who tells you things that you need to hear because she loves you so much.
Yeah. And we do. We love this. You know, I love this season, and I thought all the other episodes were great. I just thought this one was mediocre. That's all.
Yeah, it wasn't even bad. I would have. I was happy to do it. It was better than that third season of the whole season of Glee, or the last season of 6 Feet Under. I wasted my life on that show. God, that was bad.
Oh,
I'm still angry about it.
Clearly.
But one thing. So when the dragon walks up and he knocks on the door and Jesse opens the door, didn't you think they were going to kiss? Just me?
That's always just you, Matt.
Okay.
You're always on an island by yourself.
And that's always your prediction. It's the same one prediction. I can't even say it's a prediction. It's more like, please kiss. Please.
Literally every time please you guys kiss. Talk, it's like,
are you fighting? Do you hate him? Please kiss him, makeup.
But one time it's going to be right, and y'all got to go,
be shot.
Oh, and I'm just going to sit here like this.
Sipping your tea.
Stop.
That's going to be me.
I don't think that's going to happen. Okay. I don't think Diaz and freaking Jesse, his abuser, are going to kiss. But good luck next time. Maybe next time.
Dan, did you think that he was going to burn him? Or did you think they were going to not?
I thought he was going to shoot him and kill him. Because I didn't really get the significance of the fire until he told us about the blisters.
Yeah.
Hand,
see,
so.
They should have
again,
done it.
Yeah.
So.
Matt Chill, you're getting loads of Matt Chill. You're getting Matt Chill everywhere. So... Just letting you know.
All right. All right. And we're back again.
Hashtag Matt Chill and then just all caps Matt Chill.
Yeah, do it.
Just
great.
FYI.
Let's turn that.
But yeah, I agree. I saw Jesse and I was like, come on. This guy has kids. You know, it would have been nice for him to apologize for the way he treated him. Mm-hmm. But you didn't need to burn the guy to death. That's so gnarly.
And then did he treat you that badly? The way you said it, were you clean for him and whatever else he said, all the things he did, like he was a servant, and then this guy doesn't even remember you?
Yeah,
I mean, he did burn him. You think that you would remember somebody you burned.
Well, Matt, the psychologist, you should know.
Oh, yeah.
That could really affect someone, I think, right?
Also, though, too, yeah, I mean, it is... The sad thing to me about people that are still, and a lot of us are, that are struggling with bullying from our childhood is that it still affects our everyday when nobody else even remembers it and they've gone on with their life. And I'm sure there's probably, I said things to people as kids that they still are holding that I don't even remember that I said. But also, too, when something like that, you're burning people and all sometimes people forget because we forget trauma.
Yeah.
We just forget it. It's our protection. It's a way, people think it's fake when they're like, oh, somebody remembered that they were something bad happened, whatever, when they were a kid. Why wouldn't they remember that? It's because your brain just, literally short circuits to just protect you.
Did you guys think that... for 1 second that Laurel was going to stop him from burning him?
I did.
I thought she was going to be rah.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to be finally the redemption we all wanted.
Or what if Laurel just killed him right there and she was like, I'm the big bad. No, but that would be a little bit more. I think
exciting.
What it, you know what it is, too? Ooh, I just had an epiphany. Sorry, I'm like jazz hand Matt tonight.
He had a Coca-Cola.
I did. I had some Coke. A cola. I'm not skinny. Not that Coke. The drink. There's not a personal connection to Oliver. Every single big bad has had... Vigilante, not so much Oliver, but at least with Dinah.
Vigilante was like way back. Just take the way back machine.
So, but with Diaz, we're like, why do you care about him? It's just the city. Caden James, we got it, man. Yeah. He thought it killed. Like, we got all this. And it's just... I think that's a lot of it. Is that's what I mean by raising the stakes. We need to know why. What's his vendetta against Oliver? It just it doesn't.
Is it just the base of him wanting the city and taking the city?
And if it's that, and you don't get the city, go to another city. Big deal.
Yeah, that's like, just greedy.
It's just rude, you know.
Yeah, it's just rude. That's what, I feel like you should be the principal and slap him on the wrist and say you're rude.
Well, that's what Ivan says. That's what I like about Diaz, that he's not related to Oliver's past. So,
Ivan, do you like Diaz as the big bad? Just curious.
Yeah,
it'll take a second.
So. I think, though, it's not that but I say that. I don't feel like every big bad has to be that way. It's just we're used to that. It's usually, it's just they need a racist.
Oh, Black Magic says Diaz doesn't care about Oliver at all. He's just an obstacle to his goal of getting to the quadrant. Which is true.
That's what everybody says.
Okay.
Well, so while we're waiting for Ivan's response, why don't we talk about what is our... let's talk about...
He says he loves Diaz.
Okay. Ivan does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Our bullseye.
Let's talk about our
show?
Bullseye of the week.
Bullseye of the week.
It's a bullseye. Get it? It's an arrow.
Yep.
I think they got it.
All right.
Linda, do you want to go first?
And Twee.
Linda and Twee.
Mine is a quote or... Yeah, it's a quote from Laurel saying, bullets make things personal.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. Priceless.
It's true.
Great writing.
Very true. Bullets do make things personal.
The best writing of the show was her.
Yeah.
I think.
And I was never a big fan of hers, to be honest.
She's won me over.
And she's kind of winning me over. I hope she gets redemption, though.
No, I want her to be bad. I like her bad.
No, I want her to be redeemed.
No.
My bullseye of the week.
Matt says no.
No.
Okay, Matt.
No, Olivia, no.
All right. Whatever, I have supporters somewhere.
You do. You're more than me.
I support you. I think that I want some redemption as well.
Nope. The line has been drawn.
I'll say this. Carolina, if she's going to be bad, then she should be the actual big bad.
Yeah.
And she should have been the one that's like pulling
that's
the
That's what I hope for, but no.
I don't think that's
going to
be her.
No. Carolina's going to be back next week, by the way, everybody. Yeah. So she said,
she's off traveling somewhere.
Yeah, she's traveling.
My bullseye of the week would probably be the whole scene with Curtis and Felicity and them like... you know, hashing things out a little bit, and then her finally being able to tell him how she's feeling and that she's scared and, like, just having their friendship be a friendship again.
Because I do love them together.
I love them together. Mm-hmm. I love what they're doing. I love that they are doing actually really great things for the community and, like, building all these things for people. And, you know, I think their company is a really great thing. So I just like them together and seeing them even though it was for, like, a minute and a half.
What would you do if they said, hey, Errol's canceled, but we're having a spinoff called Felicity. Oh, wait, that's already a show. That was a show with Carrie Russell. I meant Felicity, though, from Arrow. Would you be excited or sad? You love her so much.
I do love her, but no, I wouldn't be excited because I like her with everyone.
Oh, okay.
And how she interacts with people. But, I mean...
I'm just finding out the depths of the obsession.
If you want to, I would watch it.
What if you played her best friend? that got her.
The hair goes back.
The hair goes back. She's like, Greg Berlanti, I'm ready.
We can talk about it. You know, I'm available.
My bullseye of the week actually is Black Siren as well. Again, the best writing was for her this week. And props to Katie, good actress. But when she said, and maybe because it bugs me too, when he was like, it's time for me to man up, and she said something to the effect of, oh, I hate it, that saying.
Mm-hmm.
I do too. Don't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to man up.
Yeah. And what does that even mean?
It means to like be strong and like just like do things. And
no,
like
I know
saying
what it
that.
Means,
would you say that
like,
to Wonder Woman? Would you say that to Wonder Woman? No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
You would say woman up, maybe.
Just what if that saying should be called human up?
Yeah.
That doesn't really roll up the
person up.
Yeah. Up your game.
Up your game.
Yeah.
Hashtag the Felicity Chronicles. I would watch those.
Ooh.
Thank you, Art Master Offit.
Okay, Art Master. You're going to write with us, too. Yeah. New writing pen.
Here's a spot right here.
Right here, Art Master.
Art Master, right here.
So, I feel like, do we get everything? Is it time to move on to news and gossip?
I mean, I feel complete.
Okay, let's move on to some news and some gossip.
Completed.
All right.
She's completed.
Completed.
Hit that thing.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. Spill it.
Okay, so, as you know, we are in California. Maybe you don't know. Now you know we're in California. And Coachella was this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Baychella.
Baychella, hey. And so I follow Emily Bett on Instagram. And so she posted the whole team went to Coachella together.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so this is the first picture. This is Emily Bett and Stephen Amell on the plane together. They apparently started a wine company as well. So that's her holding
their
wine.
They started one together?
Yeah.
Stephen and Emily Bett?
I believe so, yeah.
It's their wine company?
It's called Pink?
I don't remember what it's called, but
they should send us their wine to drink on our show.
I would love to drink.
Let's make that
anyway,
happen.
If you see the next photo, I believe, is Colton Hayes drinking said wine. So Colton was there, obviously, because him and Emily Bett are besties.
They are besties.
They're just chilling in a house. They all rented one house together and stayed there.
Wow, look at them.
If you go to the next photo, you see all of them together as a big group. So there, if you see right in the middle in the blue shirt is Stephen Amell, and right to his left is Emily Bett Rickards.
Is that David, is he there too? Diggle?
Diggle, I didn't see Diggle. I saw Colton and then Curtis was there,
Good.
Yeah, so everyone was there. It was really cute. But from there, I guess Stephen Amell tweeted something out. He said that, there's the tweet, that he was leaving Coachella early because and not seeing the Beyonce concert because he didn't want to get stuck in traffic. And he got annihilated by Beyonce fans. You don't mess with Beyonce fans.
Don't mess with a Bay fan. Like, what are Beyonce fans called?
Beehive.
Oh, that's the bee thing. Because if you read that text, he's saying because he was dumb and left 20 minutes before.
Exactly. And then under the tweet, if you go on his Twitter and you find that tweet, under the tweet he says, "I actually love Beyonce. I just wanted to beat traffic." And people laid into him. If you want some entertainment for a good 15 minutes of your life, just go through the responses. People laid into him so bad. It made a bunch of news articles.
I don't get it, though, because he's saying, heading to Coachella, when Beyonce gets on stage, I'll be watching. What's wrong with that?
Oh, maybe that's it. Oops. Okay. Well, no. I have the other tweet.
No.
There's
look
another
at
tweet.
That, the star under it. I'll be watching star, and then the star says, the Andre Giant documentary at home because I left 20 minutes before
she comes on. Yeah, there we go. Sorry. I was like, wait, what? So he left early. After that tweet, he said it was because of traffic. So he got annihilated. It was pretty funny. He tried to apologize once, and then everyone was insulting his acting, and they were just insulting his life.
You can't. Like you said, Beyonce, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, those fans.
Like,
you can't.
There's certain fans that you just cannot.
Me too. Say. There's things you can't, like, say anything that could be construed negative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just support them.
Yeah.
And then I guess he went on Instagram and he was saying all this stuff like, if I were to insult, if I was being rude to her, like, you guys are insulting my family and my acting, and it's like really rude. Like, he was kind of upset by it, but I guess you just don't mess with the Beehive.
And they bombard. They don't stop.
No. Yeah. It was crazy. So I thought I'd bring that up for news and gossip.
You know what? They need hobbies. I love Beyonce too, but they need hobbies.
Yeah. Leave our Stephen Amell alone.
Just don't troll. Just don't be a troll. Don't be an internet troll.
Yeah.
That's actually a very prime example of what's been going on in our culture recently, at least for like online social media culture, and it's called toxic fandom.
Oh.
When they're so passionate about a certain type of fan for someone that when they attack that thing, they feel so personal and guarded by that they just go out and swarms.
Yeah. And he was like, he was offended by it.
It's really, it's a mob mentality. Yeah. But just online.
And he wasn't, the thing is he wasn't even being that mean. He was just like, I left early. And then he's like, I love Beyonce. I just left early because of traffic. I'm not being a jerk.
Doesn't he have the right to do whatever the hell he wants?
Yeah. Maybe
and
he's just
people that have been really cool have left Twitter and things like that because people take it the wrong way and get all up in atoms. Mm-hmm. And then we lose like really cool people that aren't on the internets. So
Blob says the Beehive is worse than Elicity Shippers.
For real. So, I mean, yeah. It's like Beehive, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry. I don't know. Biebers are crazy.
Yeah, someone in the chat said, Sean Bowman and a couple other people were like, Justin Bieber has the craziest fans.
Yeah, it's true.
But.
Well, one day we can all aspire to be that or not. So, all right, so let's talk about AfterBuzz predictions.
Predictions.
In a haunted house, you two.
I'm scary. I'm scary. I'm scary. I'm scared of you. Okay, that's why I was single for 15 years. So,
Matt, chill.
Let's jump into some predictions. What do we think's gonna happen? I mean, we know that there's gonna be
a fight,
arrow dragon fist fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Who do we think wins the arrow dragon fist fight?
We think or we hope.
Well, it's going to be Arrow.
They're going to drag it out. I want Oliver to just crush him until it can be done.
Maybe this is the way that Diaz is done.
Maybe.
Doubt it, though. I highly doubt it.
Maybe.
Well, didn't he say that if he wins, he leaves the city? If Arrow wins, then Arrow has to, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One puts leaves him the
down
city.
Or whatever.
And he's like, if you win, then we kiss. Right? Didn't Matt, that what he said? Chill. Did he say that? I thought he said that.
No, he didn't say that.
Okay. Someone tell him to chill. No. Matt, chill. Yeah. Hashtag.
And then we make out. No. You know what I want? Actually, my prediction is...
We know what you want, but no, continue. Yeah.
My prediction is Black Siren's going to take Diaz out.
Ooh.
I think that's going to happen.
Before he ends up really hurting...
Yep.
Oliver. Yes. Oh, I love that prediction.
I love that prediction.
I love that prediction.
Greg Berlanti.
And that is that where she gets so the redemption. Good.
Yeah, okay. That's what's going
to
happen.
And then she's redeemed.
And you didn't even want her to
y'all
be
don't
redeemed.
Even need to watch Arrow now. I just said it for you.
Oh my gosh.
You're welcome.
We have a prediction or the FBI agent Watson will put him in prison.
Oh, whatever happened to her? Okay.
She just disappeared.
She was sassy and great. I loved her.
She was annoying.
Man, I can't win with your prediction. Your prediction was just the best one.
Well, I mean, what do you think is going to happen with Curtis and Felicity?
Well, they're going to be best friends again, and they're going to do lots of cool things together. They're going to ride off in the sunset together.
What is that voice? Olivia officially needs to chill. It finally happened.
I don't know. I have no idea. They're going to be best friends. What do you mean?
What about you, Linda and Twee?
I don't have any predictions. I think that you nailed it. Do I have any other predictions? There's three episodes left?
Yeah, we got three.
Or four? Or three?
Three or four.
Something like that. Not very many.
We're going to 23. 19, 20. Four. Four more.
They did, however, okay. So, you know the new Team Arrow?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like they're going to
make... Do we know them? Yes.
They're going to make some type of comeback in the next three episodes. Because why did they mention Renee now just getting out of the hospital? Like, that wasn't just a throwaway line. You know? And then Curtis is making up with Felicity. Like, I just think they're going to... So my prediction is they're going to make a...
Because there's no team now.
Yeah.
So they could all form a team of their own without Oliver.
Well, I think they're going to make a comeback in the sense that Oliver is going to need their help. And they're going to... I'll come back to help him.
But do you think New Team Arrow is going to be a thing next season?
No.
Either way, I got like 9 Olivia Chills. Thanks for that.
Yay!
Dang it.
Yay! Redemption. I don't know. We're going to have to ponder on that.
Okay. Yeah.
And we're going to get back to you about that next week, everybody. So, hey, I say let's wrap it up, everybody. Let's go home. We got things to do. Linda Antwi, tell everybody where they can find you.
Linda is so girly all across social media. And guys, don't forget to like and comment on our YouTube page. We love hearing from you and we get into it. And we hit you up. So hit us up.
We do. Like when we meet, we're like, oh, did you read that comment about this? And like... We check in, y'all.
Yeah. I always love responding to YouTube chats and Twitter and whatever. So get on the chat or get on the comments. I'm Olivia Di Bortoli at Olivia Di Bortoli on all social media.
And I'm Matt Maher at the Matt Maher 2 T's 2 R's. And you guys, you can also go to Matt Maher Matt Maher Di Bortoli. MattMaher.tv to find out all things about me. But that was great. I thought more fun than the episode.
Oh.
So I had more fun. But all right, everybody. We'll see you next week. We love you guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dragging you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.